Welcome to AMD Tech Talk, your source for the latest in data center innovation and insight on AMD's latest technology breakthroughs. And now here's your host, Jim Green.
Thanks for listening today. Our guest is John Stevens, CEO of Hot Aisle. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.
So could you tell us just a little bit about yourself and then share what inspired the creation of Hot Aisle and what gap in the industry were you trying to fill?
Yeah. So a little bit about myself. Software engineer, 30 plus years, been in the industry for a long time, done a lot of startups, created a lot of businesses. And I could go back to my Apple IIe days, but that's boring. More interesting is that my previous company, where I was acting as a CTO, I was responsible for a large Ethereum mining operation. This was a joint venture between AMD and another company called Consensus. Consensus was founded by a person named Joseph Lubin. And Joe Lubin was the co-founder of Ethereum. And so that company, we deployed 150,000 AMD GPUs. It gave me a lot of experience with working with AMD. Really loved it quite a bit. And we were really successful. We had all this compute deployed during COVID. There was a lot of challenges and learned a lot. I had actually never really worked with GPUs, definitely not at that scale, but I'd never really worked with GPUs directly before. So it gave me a multi-year crash course, deep learning in managing not only GPUs, but a large amount of compute. So with that experience, eventually that company wound down because Ethereum switched from proof of work to proof of stake. And that pretty much ended all GPU mining. And it's interesting because that was right near the beginnings of this current AI revolution. So it was a very natural fit for me to think in 2023, AMD seems to be not really paying too much attention to this AI thing. But my bet is that given Dr. Lisa Su's history with the CPUs, that she will turn the company around and pay attention to AI and try to make things work. And I went to Joe and said, hey, I want to start a company. I want to buy up a bunch of AMD's enterprise compute, get it deployed into data centers and make it available to anybody to rent it all the way down to buy the second, similar to what AWS had already done decades before. But nobody had really done that because in my eyes, AMD was at the time more focused on the HPC compute like El Capitan and Frontier and big supercomputers, and less on kind of democratization of compute, which would get it into the hands of any developer who wanted access to it. So that was kind of the thesis and background and everything else in just a few minutes. So apologies for kind of ranting on there. Thank you for listening.
No worries. So yeah. What's the hottest, and no pun intended here, what's the hottest trend that you're seeing in the data center space right now? And what are customers doing and how are they adapting?
Yeah, so the hottest trends that I'm seeing is obviously, compute is getting faster. It's taking up a lot more power. Networking is getting faster. The communication protocols between machines is everything's faster, bigger, better, on and on. One thing that's starting to stand out a bit more is that data centers are having a hard time keeping up with these demands, getting power and space. And not only that, now it's going to be liquid cooling in the future. Any data center that is not able to keep up with those demands is going to be having to spend a lot of money to try to resolve that. And so I think bigger, faster is always really the name of the game here. AI requires huge amounts of compute, especially in the memory side of things. And yeah, I think that AMD is extremely well positioned. You know, today we're a little bit of an underdog, to put it nicely, but I think that the future is extremely bright. And I think that AMD is quickly adopting all of these technologies. Super excited for where we're going.
I would imagine it. So you've shared that your journey to Hot Aisle has been an evolution in itself, but how has your mission evolved? Have you seen any change since you started, just given the pace of how rapidly infrastructure needs changing?
Yeah, the things that I'm seeing, originally when we started the company, we thought that a lot more people would be excited to try out AMD because at the time, there was like this shortage of H100s in the marketplace and nobody could get compute. And eventually that caught up. Manufacturing and supply and demand and everything else caught up. And then there was too many. All of a sudden it went to $1 H100s and there's just too many on the market. And I think that kind of slowed the growth for adoptance of AMD a little bit. But what we're seeing now is that people are becoming excited about AMD because the product offering is actually quite significant. And so our shift is more towards getting developers access to this compute. And when we started, people weren't able to spin up a virtual machine on AMD hardware. You had to rent a whole box of 8 of these things. So what we're doing is we're focused on getting these virtual machines up and running and working and being able to do it with an API. Spin up a VM for a few minutes to do continuous integration, test your code, and then shut it down. And what this will do is it'll keep people from having to rent GPUs for a whole year. They can now rent them for a few seconds or a few minutes. And I think that's really how we're evolving, is by making this a possibility and making it very easy. Developers are used to doing this on AWS for years, but they aren't used to doing it with this level of enterprise HPC compute. So that's really where we're going, is really focused on providing those services.
Excellent. You've built strong partnerships in a community around what you're doing here. What do you think resonates most with the audience and customers?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Thank you. The thing that we realized early on is that this industry is really defined by relationships. Certainly, we're all working with computers, which are not personal at all. Those are the robots. But how these computers interact, a lot of this is defined by relationships in the industry. So what I realized is that if we're buying Dell gear or Broadcom gear or AMD gear, what we need to do is form strong partnerships with all of the companies that we're working with. And that's something that we've done very early on. And by doing that, we can get all these companies to work together with us on these extraordinarily complex systems and make them better. And then by doing that, we can offer these better and better products to developers. I think that that's the key thing here that a lot of other companies in the space are missing out on. So we have a partnership all the way up to, thankfully, Michael Dell, partnership with Broadcom, partnership with AMD. And we really appreciate this because we're able to get access to the latest and greatest software. We know what's coming with the latest and greatest hardware. And then our customers can benefit from all of that knowledge and connection.
So looking ahead, what's your vision for the next phase of Hot Isle, whether it's some growth, of course, or some new initiatives or helping customers navigate the next big wave of tech?
Yeah, so great question. One of the core tenets of our business is to effectively follow AMD's roadmap. So as AMD releases new hardware, we plan to buy it up and deploy it and make it available to developers. And so that's our focus. AMD has a great roadmap coming down the road. And so our plan is to buy the next generation of compute and make it available. Our bet is that developers will want to play with this gear, try it out, and work with it. And if we can get it to them as quickly as possible and as inexpensively as possible, then I think that's a really great product.
So you're sitting at the front edge of adoption here. So you've clearly learned quite a bit. What's one piece of advice you'd give to someone planning their AI infrastructure for the next 5 years?
Talk to us. We will give you the best advice out there because we work with AMD and Broadcom and Dell and all these big manufacturers, as well as a whole number of software engineers in the AI space. We have great relationships with a ton of people. So yeah, come talk to us. We'll tell you transparently and honestly and ethically what we think you should do in the future. Obviously, technology changes very quickly. You have to spend a lot of time and energy keeping up with the latest and greatest. And that's something that we have a lot of passion for. We love to do that. We love to follow the latest and greatest. Given our relationships in the industry and our passion and experience, we feel like we're great experts in all of this.
All right. You said talk to us. So where can listeners go for more information?
Yeah. For more information, our website is hotisle.xyz. And you can always email us at hello@hotisle.ai or .xyz. We don't add you to a spam list. We will respond to every email, probably me personally. So any question is fair game. We won't make fun of you or anything. We appreciate having open dialogues with anybody. We love to just get out there and talk. So yeah, reach out to us.
It's a great offer. Thanks. John, yeah. This has been a really great discussion. Thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. Really appreciate this. This is a great opportunity to help get our voice out. And AMD is just amazing at helping us. We can't do it without the support of everybody around us. So thank you so much.
It's great. And it's great to stimulate this kind of discussion in the industry. Everyone benefits from this. So thanks for joining. And thanks to our audience for listening as we talk tech. Until next time.
Thanks for joining AMD Tech Talk. Find out more about the technologies discussed today at www.amd.com.